Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. This afternoon, we have in our author spotlight, author Rod Ballard. Rod, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a beautiful day today. I appreciate you for bringing me on.
Oh, you are so welcome. So tell us about your novel, Lovely Chocolate.
Yeah. Well, Lovely Chocolate is about a young woman named Safari Jackson. I'm not going to tell the story. I'm just going to give you a little history on it, a little summary.
Okay.
Basically, it's about a young, dark-toned, black, beautiful female. She doesn't have high confidence because she has low self-esteem about her skin tone. And I created a story that shows a realistic version of what a black woman, goes through in society instead of what you see on TV, you know what I mean? And the story is imperative. It's very important for the culture. She grows up in high school getting picked on, which I know a lot of darker toned females get picked on in school. I've seen it myself. And it shows her going through the struggle, but how she grows into a woman and she eventually, you know, appreciates herself. There's way more to the story. It's very beautiful. Amazon is a 5-star. And I would encourage people to definitely check it out. Everybody. It's dedicated to black women, but it's a story for everyone to read.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So
that's right.
Why did you select that particular title?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this book for years, and I just went ahead and said, you know what, let me go ahead and do it. I picked that title because I know that black women come in different type of tones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got your darker tone women, you got your lighter tone, you got your brown, pecan, tan. Black women, that's why they're so unique. They come in all these different tones. And I feel like it's lovely. It's a lovely chocolate thing, you know?
That's why
black women are so unique. So I say, you know what? Let me put that on the name of the book, because it's not just – when you read a book, you'll know it's not just about the main character. It got different black women that's involved in this book, and you'll see why I put Lovely Chocolate. So I think it was a unique name. It's different. I try to be different from every other writer out there so I could stand out. So that's the biggest reason, because black women have variety.
Yes, we have all shades of melon.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I love it, too, baby. That's why I did it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No, thank you, because if it wasn't for black women, I wouldn't have this going on, you know?
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. A black man who appreciates black women and supports us and loves us. Thank you.
That's right. You're welcome, baby. You're welcome.
So what inspires you to write?
Well, you know, ever since I was a kid, I had a huge imagination. And, at one point I was writing music. I was doing rap music in my younger days. And it wasn't really the right path for me, because I wasn't living a positive life back then. But I always write my own lyrics, and I'll write my homeboy lyrics. And I just, right now, I transition into a more constructive way of writing my story down into a book. But I just love writing. It's between music and writing, I love it. And writing is just a passion for me, you know. Not just that. It's something natural. You know, it's a God-given talent. And you know the old saying, when you use a gift that God give you, that's your when you use a talent God has given you, that's your gift back to Him, because you're using it. So I'm just using the talent God gave me.
Yes. Say that now.
Yeah. That's right.
What would you like the readers and our audience to walk away with after reading your novel, Lovely Chocolate?
Well, there's so many things you could walk away with this book. one of the things I wanted to get to is that I want people, not just, that's why I was telling somebody the other day, this, even though this book is dedicated to black women, it's not just for black women to read. I want white people to read this. I want everybody to read this, because when you look on TV, and I'm not going to name no reality shows, but these different reality shows and stuff like that, they really show the image of black women. They send the image of black women to hell. You know what I mean? Because they show black women fighting each other all the time, don't in each other's face, all this drama. And listen, it's entertaining, right? And they got to get their money.
Right.
I understand that. But that's the main image they show on, mostly the main image they show on TV. Then you go on YouTube, and all you see is black women in the video shaking their, you know what? You know what I mean? Shaking their tail, twerking and stuff. And look, I'm a man. You know, hell, we like to look at that. You know, men like to look at that sometimes. But that's not what a black woman is all about. You know what I mean? And movies. In these movies, you see the black woman, she got to be in a slavery movie or to help or something like that, which some of those movies are real good. I'm not dissing none of these movies or these reality shows. What I'm saying is, why can't we have more of a realistic image? We got women, black women out here that's doctors, that's lawyers, that own their own businesses. I don't see a whole lot of that on Atlanta shows and stuff like that. I don't see that. So I got tired of it. And I said, I got a little bit of a fan base. And even the fan base I don't have, just the book title alone is driving more readers to me to say, hey, what is this about? You know, because people, let me tell you something, and I told somebody this the other day. I said, you have people that's not of color, somebody that's white or something like that. They may live in North Dakota, right, where there's no black people.
Right.
And they might watch a reality show that shows black women acting crazy and jumping up and fighting, right? And they never met a black person. And they might fly down to Georgia or fly to New York, and they get off the plane, they might see a black woman, and the first thing they're going to look at is say, hey, that's Love and Hip Hop right there. They're not going to know that black woman for who she is. They're going to judge her by that, what they've seen on TV or on that movie. You know what I mean? So I want people to walk away with, look, black women are more than what they put on TV and what you see on these music videos and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I want...
We are...
Yeah.
You're creating a positive image for the sisters.
That's right.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Not only positive, but because if you read the book, you'll see it, she has some struggles because black women go through struggles. Just like black people in general, you know what I mean? But this is about black women right now. Black women go through struggles, and I feel like they just show, like, they just put a stereotype on black women. And I'm sent back as a black man, like, you know what? Let me create some type of, and even with the books, like even with these books these days, it's some great books out there, urban books, but a lot of these street books, they really damage the image of black women. You know what I mean? But even though they're entertaining, I'm not taking that away. I'm just saying, you know how you have a balance.
Yeah,
balance. Like if you're gonna show that stuff, if you're gonna show women doing this, black women doing this and that, and show the positive side too. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So
that's
what I wanted. That's the message I'm sending out with this book right here.
Okay. Well, that's a great message.
That's
what's next for you? For you?
like next in general, or just like a next book or something? You know,
business, author, what's next? What's coming up with you? Any events you're going to be attending?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. The Reader's Favorite Awards. You ever heard of that? Reader's Favorite?
No, I haven't.
It's Reader's Favorite Awards is going to be held down in Miami, Florida in November. And I was a finalist for my other book, Dirty CEO. I'll post a picture on my social media today. I was a finalist. I won the finalist award for that. And I'll be going to Miami in November the 18th to get my award on that. But other than that,
okay, congratulations
on
that.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm finally an award-winning author now, you know, and it feels good.
All right now.
Yeah, that's why I can add that to my resume. But, other than that, it's what God wants me to do. Because, you know, I'm just following God's path, you know. So I do have some things in mind, but you know how they say one is talents, you know. So I don't want to break nothing right now until it actually comes. But I would tell the people just to be on the lookout, you know. But, yeah, that's what's going on, you know.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. So how can our audience follow you and find you on social media so they can connect with you and, you know, stay in tune with what you have happening for you?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram at Rod_writer, WRITER. You can follow me on Instagram on there. You go to Facebook, just type in Rod Ballard in the search bar. I'll come right up. I also do motivational videos on YouTube. So you can type Rod Ballard in the YouTube search bar. My videos will come up for those who want motivational videos and inspirational things. I love to try to motivate people that's around me, and I love for people to motivate me also. You know, so that's how you can reach me on social media. Twitter too, I got Twitter too. It's the same handle as Instagram, at Rod_writer. So yeah.
Okay.
So and I want everybody to listen. I want everybody that's listening. When you read Lovely Chocolate, and after you finish, take your time, but please leave an honest review on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, whatever you get it at. And I want everybody to pass this message along, you know, because I feel like a lot of people complain about, I heard people complain, they don't do nothing for black women like that, like black men, like I hear it a lot, like a lot of black women say black men this, black men that. Well, you have a black man right now that has published a book independently that's dedicated to you for everyone to read. So now you got something that, hey, this is for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. A lot of people say, who is Lovely Chocolate about? This book is about no one in particular, okay? You know, my mama's black. My mama's black. My two sisters are black. And my one and only daughter is black. So I had to write this. My aunts, you know, my grandma, strong black women in my family, and then the rest of the black women in the world that's strong. This is for y'all, okay? So I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right. Well, guys, there you have it. Definitely go on to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy books, and pick up Lovely Chocolate by Rod Ballard. Rod, thank you so much for sitting down with us this afternoon. I appreciate you. I thank you. I thank you as a beautiful brown woman.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? You're welcome. I appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you have a beautiful afternoon, and that's our show, guys. All right. Have a good one.
All right, you too now.
Bye-bye.